Just take three deep breaths, close your eyes and relax. You find yourself in a treehouse. It's a beautifully built solid treehouse with a banister around the edge of the walkway that surrounds this treehouse. A porch walkway, beautiful banister with intricate carvings on it. You admire these carvings and noticing a lounger on the decking that surrounds the treehouse. It's very solidly built. It's on an old tree, which is very secure in a glade in the woodland. And going towards the lounger that's there in this beautiful, warm summer's day, you lie down in the lounger, enjoying the sun on your face. You realize that you can move that warmth of the sun around, and moving it to the top of your head, to your scalp, allowing that warmth to relax your scalp, feeling the muscles completely relax, and moving it down now to your forehead, allowing the muscles there to relax, easing away any tension, and on now to that space between your eyebrows, relaxing the space there. And on now to your eyes, relaxing all the small muscles around your eyes, and maybe being aware of some small movements of your eyes beneath your closed eyelids. Moving the warmth on now to your nose, maybe being aware of the difference in temperature as you breathe in and out through your nose. Moving that warmth on now to your cheeks, feeling the muscles flatten and ease as they relax in the warmth of the sun. Down now to the muscles around your mouth, just easing those muscles and allowing your tongue to drop to the floor of your mouth, and maybe allowing your teeth to part slightly as you relax the muscles of your jaw. Your whole head completely relaxed now. And moving that warmth on now to your throat, gently easing the muscles of your throat, and maybe being aware of some small movements in your throat as you swallow. As the warmth now flows down to the back of your neck, easing the muscles there and relaxing all the muscles, taking away any tension there may have been, completely and totally relaxed. As that warmth flows down now into your shoulders, allowing your shoulders to drop slightly as they relax in the warmth of the sun, allowing it to flow down through your upper arms, relaxing the muscles in your upper arms as it flows on down to your forearms, and being aware you can almost hold the warmth of the sun in the palms of your hands, as it then flows all the way to your fingertips. Your arms and shoulders completely relax now as you move that warmth into your body, to your chest and abdomen, feeling the muscles there relax and being aware of the gentle movement of the muscles as you breathe in and out. Just being aware of the muscles as you breathe in and out. And allowing that warmth to flow down now through your body to the back, to the large muscles of your back, just relaxing those muscles, feeling the warmth ease the muscles and relax them. Down now to your pelvic area, relaxing the muscles around there, all just completely and totally relaxed. As that warmth moves on to your thighs, to the tops of your thighs, and flowing down through to the backs of your thighs, just completely and totally relaxed, your muscles as relaxed as loose elastic bands, as that warmth flows down into your calves and shins, and all the way down to the heels of your feet, the soles of your feet, and the tops of your feet. And flowing all the way down now, all the way to the the tips of your toes. Your whole body completely and totally relaxed, feeling heavy as you sink into the cushions of the sun lounger. And just lying there on the lounger, just enjoying the noise of the birds and the trees surrounding this glade, just relaxing completely in the warmth of the sun. Walking round now to the banister and leading on the top rail, just looking round this peaceful glade the treehouse is situated in, just enjoying the peace and tranquility of this place. Turning round now, you walk into the treehouse, feeling the solid wood underneath your feet and amazed at carvings that you see inside here. Someone with a particular talent has produced these. There are animals and even carvings into the beams that are on the roof of the treehouse. A mouse on the roof. There's a hare sitting on a bench. A fish, a rabbit, and a squirrel. And lifting up the squirrel in your hand, feeling the wood smooth underneath your fingertips and rough where the carver has made the tail and the ears of the squirrel. Putting it down again, you walk towards another door at the back of this treehouse. Opening the door, you see there's a stairway spiraling down round the outside of the trunk of the tree. And in a moment, you put your hand on the banister that surrounds this stairway. And as you walk down, you will feel the solid wood underneath your feet. And with each step that you take down the stairway, you'll find yourself becoming deeper and deeper absorbed in deep relaxation. And you can find yourself going 1/10 deeper absorbed into relaxation. With each count I make, from 10 down to 1, and on the count of 1, you will find yourself at the bottom of those stairs, and on a pathway that leads through the glade. 10, beginning to walk down those stairs, becoming deeper and more absorbed in deep relaxation. 9, curious about what you will find as you walk through the pathway and the glade. 8, being aware of what each step feels like, and I wonder what you can see, hear and feel as you walk deeper and deeper. 7, becoming more relaxed with each step you take. 6, allowing relaxation to continue to spread comfortably through your mind and body as you listen to me counting down. 5, halfway to the bottom now, yet still unable to clearly see the details of the pathway in the glade down there. 4, perhaps noticing a heaviness in your body as you relax even deeper. 3, almost at the bottom now, and I wonder whether you can notice more details as you get further down the stairway. 2, stillness beginning to appear through your mind and body. And 1, finding yourself at the bottom and on the pathway and looking round through the glade. And I don't know whether you might take 1, 2, or maybe even 3 relaxing breaths before you step further onto the pathway and discover deep relaxation. That's it now, and I wonder what you can see, This is your own secret place, a place of deep relaxation, a place where even time could stand still. And as you walk along this woodland path, you come to an area which the pathway goes through rocks. The rocks are quite high, but the path is wide. And as you walk along the pathway, trailing your hand on the sandstone of the rocks, feeling the rough sandstone, an occasional soft furry bit where moss has grown on the rocks. There are trees on the tops of the rocks arching over. It's a very comfortable and comforting place to be. Peaceful place with quiet as you surround yourself in these rocks, walking along the pathway. The rocks get smaller now, and a wide vista opens up in front of you, leading to an avenue. And as you walk towards the avenue, noticing the beautiful trees arching above, and cared for grass underneath your feet, the soft grass giving way as you walk on down this avenue, which leads to an old building at the end of the avenue. The old building is glowing in the sun, very comfortable, welcoming glow as the sun strikes the old stones of the building. And walking on down, approaching this building, and walking up the three steps to the door, it's a large old doorway with an archway over the top of it, and pillars at the side of this doorway. And putting your hand on the metal handle of the door, feeling the cool of the metal underneath your hand, you turn the handle and walk inside. You find yourself on a marble landing with three marble stairs leading down to a carpeted hall. And walking down those stairs and into the hallway, feeling the soft carpet underneath your feet, looking always wood paneled, and walking along, you can see doorways. You go to the first door, and opening it up, you walk into a room very much like a library. There are shelves with red leather covered books on the shelves, and a desk with a seat at the end of it, and on the desk is an old quill pen with an inkwell and a blotter. And walking along the side of the shelves with the red leather covered books with gold writing on their spines, trailing your fingers along these spines, you walk along until you come to one with your name on it. And taking that one with your name on it out of the shelf and walking towards the desk, sitting down and opening the book at a blank page. You lift the pen, dip it in the inkwell, and thinking of something you want to remove, something you want to get rid of, give it a name or a phrase to describe it, and dipping the pen in the inkwell, writing what you thought onto the blank page, the name or the phrase that you've given to describe it. Having written that in the blank page, use the blotter to dry the ink. And looking again at what you've written, you firmly close the book, get up from the chair, walk to the shelves again, and place the book back in its place in the shelves. And leaving it behind, closed in the shelf, you walk back towards the door. Go through the door into the corridor, closing the door firmly behind you, leaving what you have written closed and left behind in the book and the closed door. And walking on down the corridor to the next door, you open that door. It's a very similar room with red leather-bound books on the shelves, a desk and a chair. A quill pen is there with an inkwell and the blotter, and trailing your finger along the red leather spines of the books in the shelves. with the gold writing on the spines, walking along until you find one with your name on it. And lifting that book out, you walk towards the desk, putting the book down on the desk and opening it, a blank page, and thinking of something again that you wish to get rid of, either giving it a name or a short phrase to describe it. You dip the pen into the ink and writing down what you've thought of, either the word that describes it or the phrase, writing it down on the blank page, and taking the blotter, you dry the ink with the blotter. Looking at what you've written, you firmly close the book on it, and getting up from the chair, you walk back to the shelf and the gap where the book came from, and putting it right back in its place, and walking towards the door again, you open the door, walk through into the corridor, and close the door firmly behind you, leaving what you've written behind and its place in the shelf. And walking on down the corridor again, you come to a third door. Opening this door, in some ways it's similar, but the books are bound in green leather this time, with gold writing on the spines, and a very comfortable old chair at the desk that's in the middle of the room. An antique desk with drawers in it and a leather top on it. And trailing your fingers along the spines of these green leather-bound books, walking along until you come to one with your name on it. And taking the green book out, you take it towards a comfortable chair, and sitting down in the chair, you open the book. There's a quill pen again, and an inkwell, and a blotter on the desk, and thinking of what you would like to achieve, something you would like to do, something you would like to happen, give it a name or a phrase, and dipping the quill pen into the ink, you write down what you've thought of on the blank page in the book. Just writing it down, something you wish to achieve or something you wish to happen. Something you can achieve. And having written it down, you blot the ink and leave the book open on the desk, knowing that you can return to write more in this book. Getting up from the chair, you walk on now back to the door, leaving the door open behind you, and going back into the corridor, you walk on again, noticing the paintings that are on the walls as you walk down this corridor, and stopping at each one to gaze at the painting. You notice that the watercolors that are hanging there are of the areas you've come through. There's a tree house, and the inside of the tree house with the carvings in it, the glade that you were in, the pathway through the rocks, and the avenue with the golden building at the bottom of it. And walking on, you come to another door, and opening this door, you walk inside. And inside is a very comfortable room, a delightful room. Looking round this room, with a soft carpet underneath, a fireplace in the room, with a fire, a small fire, gently glowing in the fireplace, and a huge stained glass window of a countryside scene, beautiful colours, and as the sunlight comes through this window, it gives beautiful lit patterns on the carpet, reds, golds, greens, browns, beautiful scene which is reflected in the carpet as the sun shines through. And going to a large armchair facing the fire, you sit down, just enjoying the comfort of this place, just enjoying the peace and tranquility as you sit down just enjoying this place and the crackling of the fire. Such a peaceful place to be. The bright colors and the carpet as the light shines through this window. Just relaxing back in the soft leather of this armchair. Almost giving you a hug as you settle down back into this armchair. And as you relax back here, you see that you find relaxation an interesting thing. Because as you relax, that relaxation is a natural part of the way you think and behave. Everyone knows how to relax physically. It's interesting that people don't often think about how they relax mentally. Because when you relax physically, you also find yourself relaxing mentally. However, the opposite is also true. When you relax mentally, you may find your body relaxing more and more, even without thinking about it. Just because you think about relaxation means you can relax more and more. As you enjoy this relaxation, you continue to relax even more deeply. Because you really enjoy relaxing. Because you are so relaxed, you're enjoying this natural feeling, and as a result, you relax even more deeply. Relaxing more deeply in this place of peace and tranquility, this comfortable, warm room, the soft armchair underneath you. You can feel the soft leather under your hands as they're on the arms of this armchair. Getting up now from your seat in the armchair, you go back to the corridor. And walking along the corridor, you come to another door. And opening that door, you find yourself outside in a woodland glen, and walking along this glen at the side of a stream. It's a very comfortable place with animal noises and the stream that you're walking alongside. Very peaceful place in the warmth of the sun. Just enjoying the peace of this place, walking along the side of the stream. As you walk along, you see that the stream gives way to a pool in a grove. It's a gentle slope to the side of the pool. And gently settling yourself down onto the mossy grass on this slope and just taking in the details. Hearing the stream as it ripples gently into this pool and looking around, taking in the details of this place of peace and tranquility, the trees that surround the pool in this glade, the small animals completely unafraid, rabbits, squirrels, and the birds in the trees. And as you lie there, feeling completely at peace, a female deer appears from the trees at the side of the pool and walks towards you. Completely unafraid, an animal of such tranquility that you're amazed. And as the doe gets up close to you, you look deeply into those brown, limpid eyes, getting a full sense of peace. And a sense of tranquility that the animal brings as she looks deeply back into your eyes. Those deep, brown eyes that you are looking into. The deer closes her eyes, then opens again and again, looking deeply back into yours. And you feel such a sense of peace and relaxation. She then turns away and slowly walks back into the trees again. And as you lie here, taking in the details as you look around this glade, just remembering all those details, the gentle pool, calm surface of the pool, the complete lack of fear in the animals, a gentle swaying of reeds in the breeze that's blowing across the pool, a sense of complete peace and tranquility, just remembering these details. As you relax here, and in a moment or two, in your own time, feeling refreshed and completely relaxed, come back into the room that you're in, feeling refreshed but completely relaxed, just having enjoyed this place of peace and deep relaxation, in your own time, coming back into the room that you're in.